Artificial Skin Authority, NAPSA.
Formidable opposition ahead of the 2026 general polls. ACC pledges support in fight against corruption in Central Province. In international news, a presidential campaign kicks off in Cameroon as opposition hopes to default Paul Biya. To defeat, rather, Paul Biya. In sports, Castle Light Zambia awards to Zambia to watch the NBA preseason games in Abu Dhabi.
FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga says Zambia needs a strong opposition ahead of the 2026 general elections, emphasizing its importance to the country's democracy. Speaking in an interview with Parfum News in Osaka, Father Mapulanga advised opposition political parties to remain firm as the country goes to the polls next year. Ms. Father Mapulanga observed that the 2026 general elections will be crucial and that political players must begin to prepare to accept the outcome of the polls. He added that his organization looks forward to a peaceful election process, warning that it should not be marred by intimidation, especially from the ruling party. He also encouraged the opposition to avoid engaging in political violence, stating that they should instead organize themselves to firmly participate in next year's elections for the good of the country.
As it should be done, governance should be in place. Elections is part of governance, and the peaceful elections is what we look up to. When we have peaceful elections, then we know that our people will be at peace and life will be better. So we look forward to that. We urge people to take elections seriously, to avoid crime during elections, to avoid fighting, and let us elect our leaders in a peaceful way, as we do always. Those who are in the ruling party, it's not time to mock others. Those who are in the opposition party, it's also not time to pick fights, for example. We always want to have two sides, those who are ruling and those who are opposing. We want to appeal to those who are opposing to organize themselves so that we have credible elections. We want a strong opposition. That is for the benefit of the country.
The Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries has projected $1 billion in beef export revenue as it targets to export 20,000 metric tons of beef this year, expected to bring in about $200 million. Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says the ministry is steadily progressing toward the target, with government strengthening legislative and regulatory frameworks to create an enabling environment for private sector-led growth. Mr. Kapala says reforms in livestock registration are underway to improve policy and business conditions, which he stressed will help boost exports. He revealed that 5 beef compartments have already been established in eastern, central, and southern provinces. These disease-free compartments are expected to help Zambia meet international beef export standards.
My ministry has set an ambitious target of $1 billion in beef export revenues. Madam Speaker, we anticipate that this year this government will be able to export about 20,000 metric tons, which will bring in the country about $200 million. And we are steadily progressing towards this goal. To support this vision, the government is actively strengthening legislative and regulatory frameworks to ensure we create an enabling environment for private sector-led growth. In this regard, on 15th September 2025, Cabinet approved the Animal Health Registration of Laboratories, Regulations, and the Animal Identification and Traceability for Cattle Owners. Regulations are expected to follow shortly. Additionally, my ministry is undertaking comprehensive reforms to livestock registration to create a more conducive policy and business environment.
The Anti-Corruption Commission in Kawe has reaffirmed its commitment to supporting the fight against corruption in Central Province. Speaking during a training of a Trainers of Trainers workshop held in Kawe, ACC Regional Manager for Central Province, Mr. Brian Bewe, said the Commission is dedicated to promoting transparency and accountability across both government institutions and civil society. Mr. Mbewe emphasized the importance of collaboration, noting that civil society organizations play a critical role in curbing corruption and strengthening good governance. He said the ACC values the role that civil society organizations play in the fight against corruption and that working together with government, departments and community groups is key to fostering accountability. He has since assured the ACC support to the civil society organizations and further calling upon their continued support as corruption demands a united response. The workshop brought together representatives from various civil society organizations and various government departments across Central Province to share knowledge, build capacity, and strengthen partnerships in the ongoing fight against corruption.
It's through such platforms that we strengthen the visibility of our artists, promote cultural exchange, and give.
In another development, National Arts Council of Zambia Director Adrian Manka Chipindi has underscored the importance of the creative industry, stating that its economic and social significance is noticeable. Mr. Chipindi disclosed that over 22,000 Zambians are employed in the sector, making arts and culture a major contributor to national development. He said the creative industry goes beyond entertainment as it generates jobs, empowering the youth and fostering social cohesion. He added that open events such as music festivals do not only amplify the artist's visibility but encourage cultural exchange and inspire young people to view art as both expression and livelihood.
This is such platform that we strengthen the visibility of our artists, promote cultural exchange, and give hope to the youth who look to art as both expression and livelihood. I think this is very important. The latest figures show that over 22,000 Zambians are working in the creative space. So increasing the number of people are joining the creative sector and they are working there. And it's good to see. And in this room we have examples of full-time professional musicians who are completely dependent on music. And we hope that we can have more of these numbers to encourage them. As government, we don't believe that artists or events such as these are just sort of places to donate money, but we believe that they generate value.
In international news, Cameroon's presidential campaign officially kicked off on Saturday with initially 12